Good morning. Welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Sunday, the 27th of September. Well, the goal fest in the Premier League continued. The challenge in the Championship continued. And I think a few people had a topsy-turvy day. It can be tough at times, this game. I wasn't in the West Brom game. I wasn't in the Man United game. But obviously, both those late goals, one getting away from a draw and one making a draw. I haven't, other than having Tottenham on my iPad when they played Everton and sort of half watching it, I haven't watched one second of Premier League football. Not seen any goals, any instance, but I believe the handball is being made a bit of a mockery of from what I read. If Roy's saying that it's a nonsense, then we've all got to stand up and listen, haven't we? If old Hodgson's saying it. They just seem to be making a cods of these rules, don't they? I mean, I don't know what happened yesterday in the Man U game. Being able to score after the game's finished with VAR, I don't know whether it was right or wrong because I haven't seen it, but it just all is starting to sound a bit of a nonsense. As I said, if you read that book, Can We Have Our Football Back, you realise that the game's not run for the fans anyway. It certainly changed my perspective. That's why I haven't watched any, because it just winds me up. From a betting point of view, I don't know, I guess these things hopefully will level out. If you were on the wrong end of the West Brom one, you might have been on the right end of the Man United one. But tough. I cannot see how West Brom stay in the division. The old rubber ball. Yes, I appreciate that there's a difference in class. You've got better players in the Chelsea team, but at the end of the day, it's 22 grown men. You've got 11 arms, 11 pairs of arms, 11 pairs of legs against 11 pairs of arms, 11 pairs of legs. If you are 3-0 up with whatever it was, 36 minutes to go, and 11 grown men can't hang on, then you may as well, as I put in one of my WhatsApp groups yesterday, you may as well be booked in to play Sheffield Wednesday next week. I've never really understood it. Somebody put, as soon as the first one in writing's on the wall. Amazing that in 36 minutes, it's not like we're talking teams that are three divisions apart, they're in the same division, that grown men can't organise themselves to not concede three goals in half an hour when you're winning. Incredible stuff. And as I say, the United one I didn't see at all. But that is the game we're in. That's what they're, the old, the TV companies will love the late drama. Betty Blogger had the right idea, put it on a bot, don't worry about it, you don't know what's gone on. I think people put themselves through agony watching these things. Kevin Kelly watches every flipping goal. Every time there's a goal that is anything to do with what we might be in, he's seen it. I don't know, I sent him a picture. He must have like one of those director's banks in BBC Broadcasting House with about 52 screens up. It's not good for the blood pressure. And of course, we've got the old Spuds today coming out for, as I said, Newcastle in my write-up. It is, without doubt, it's one of the worst Spurs games I've seen. Last season, I'm not going to be watching today. We're actually going to Jack's today to do some more domesticity. I have discovered since he's moved into his own, this is like his first proper own place, that he is completely and utterly useless, and we have done far too much for him. He can't do anything. A bulb went the other day and tripped the electric, and he had a panic attack. Oh, what's gone on? I said, it's just the bulb's gone. He sent me a picture of the oven smoking. A video. I've actually videoed it. Is this normal? Well, no, it's just needs cleaning. There, hasn't been cleaned. Oh, right. Thought the flat might burn down. Flipping it. So, we're going over there today later to sort some bits out. Flipping absolutely useless there. I've got one bit of advice for you with young kids. Make sure you make them do things. Otherwise they end up, he's as bright as anything, but absolutely no common and useless around the house. absolutely hopeless. Right, we've got NFL today. Let me just see if I've got any football for you first. Let me just open that sheet up first. It's there and there. And then I will... FTS is all up to date. There's one of each for the halftime CSLAs and one... and one blah, 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 one beginner. Right, okay, I've got a couple here. This is that one there. In German Bundesliga 2, St. Pauli versus FC Heidenheim. If that is 0-0, sort of 25, 30 minutes in, then a late first half goal, St. Pauli versus Heidenheim. Be interesting, actually, if anybody wants these on here, because I don't have to do them. I can do other bits on the pod. I don't know whether anybody does follow the football, as I've sort of said. It's only if it's in your plan. So do let me know, because I can set this out a different way as well in my pod restructure. And Ross County versus Aberdeen, 3 o'clock. The old pointless football up north. Pointless football. Ross County, Aberdeen. If that is 0-0 on 25 minutes, then back over 1.5 goals and trade from there. That is Ross County versus Aberdeen. Just drip back it. 25, maybe 35, 45, and then remove your liability on a goal. So Ross County, Aberdeen, 1.5, and St. Pauli, a late first half goal. Right, NFL. Raiders, I was very surprised at the old Raiders last week. All the big glam of the new stadium opening and beating the Saints. And the 49ers, as I said, have lost some serious players. Right, let me get, hang on a second, what, how do you change that? I've got the wrong odds on there. Right, okay, right, let's get the market up, point spread. Okay, we have got oh, drives you mad. I'm trying to get all this odds checker. I can't bear it. Apologies, guys. I'm just trying to get this to show the right screen. It's taking a while. There we go. Right. Okay, we have got Chicago Bears at the Atlanta Falcons. Chicago plus 3. 10 to 11 pretty much everywhere. Chicago plus 3. At Atlanta. I am just clicking through. Cincinnati Bengals at Philadelphia. Cincinnati plus 4.5 at 10 to 11 pretty much everywhere. 20 to 23 at Betfred, 5 to 6 Skybet. Cincinnati Bengals plus 4.5. Houston, Texas, nothing. Houston Texans plus 4. Houston at Pittsburgh. Houston plus 4 at 10 to 11 everywhere, 19 to 20 in places. Houston plus 4. Nothing in the Las Vegas at New England match. I've got the Rams, I believe. The LA Rams at where was that line? LA Rams at Buffalo. LA Rams at Buffalo plus 3.5. LA Rams 8 to 11 at Genting, 4 to 6. Don't take really any shorter than 4 to 6. William Hills. LA Rams plus 3.5. 4 to 6 Hills for the sheet art. LA Rams at Buffalo. no, nothing at the San Francisco game. I do expect them to win that one tonight against an ailing Giants team. Nothing on Tennessee. I'm just clicking through the matches just so I make sure I don't miss any. Cleveland had a win, didn't they? Get all excited. Favourites tonight, 6.5. How can Cleveland be 6.5-point favourites against anybody? Eh? That just shows you how bad the Washington football team. I wonder when they're going to get a new name. Carolina game, no. Jets, no, can't see the Jets beating the Colts at all. I've got another couple. I'm just clicking through them. Nothing Dallas, Seattle. Just checking I cover them all. Detroit. Detroit at Arizona. Detroit Lions +5.5. Detroit Lions +5.5 at Arizona. Just a couple more to go. Just check I've not missed anything. No. Green Bay at New Orleans. Yeah, Green Bay Packers. New Orleans obviously coming off that beat. They weren't good last week. Green Bay Packers +3.5. Green Bay Packers +3.5. 10 to 11 in places. Betfair 5 to 6. Bet 365 5 to 6. Betfred. So yeah, 5 to 6. Green Bay Packers +3.5. The only thing, these are all at the minute away teams. It'll be interesting to see here how the home advantage without the fans. I was saying to Sam last week, like one of the big things in American football, particularly if you go out there, not so much games in the UK, but you go to a game out there, is to make some noise, particularly on third down. A home crowd really trying to put the away quarterback off. By making noise, you know, and some of the stadiums, the decibels, places like Seattle gets ridiculous. And we went to Philadelphia, and it is a noise when you get to that third down situation. And obviously, that's all missing now. I've no idea how much effect it has on the players, but I'd imagine it must have some as opposed to none. And then in the early hours of Tuesday, it's the big game, Kansas City against Baltimore, the sort of two favourites for the Super Bowl, the two big teams. The Chiefs are getting a 3.5-point start. There won't be many games where the Chiefs get a 3.5-point start. 10 to 11 with everybody. Kansas City Chiefs +3.5. We will have that one as well. Got to get some of these over the line. There is a lot this week. I knew when I went through it. And that is, yeah, that is it. That is the lot. Ending up with that Kansas at Baltimore +3.5. Right, so Art will put those all on the sheet. A long way to go. We're only in week three. That is the NFL. As I say, they're all outsiders this week, but let's hope that a few of them can win. And I will keep an eye on that home advantage. Right, I've got no other news. Have a lovely Sunday. Enjoy yourselves. I'll be sending out any other bits that I've got over the next couple of hours. And then, as I say, popping off to see the boy later. I'm going to try and turn my phone off so that I don't know what happens in the Spurs game. I might record that and watch that when I get home tonight. As I say, I'm expecting a win, but who knows? But certainly being a goal fest in the Premier League, whatever the rules have done, re-handball and things, I can't see it continuing. And I do think that the Championship, the goals will pick up. But as I say, it's just, you know, you can't say, oh, it's going to be this week because there weren't many goals last week. It will be over a period of time that you will get to... you'll start to get the goals. I mean, the Championship now, God, dear me, it's averaging less than two goals a game, down to 1.97, which is pretty shocking. It'll, you know, last season it was 2.6, something like that, 2.63, averaging 1.97. I mean, they say it can be dull at times. It must be absolutely turd. Good job there's no fans. And of course, people will probably say, oh, it's because there is no fans. I think we saw, when you look at these things over a longer time frame, that that isn't the case. It's just been a slow start. And if you're trading goals in the Championship, then you just have to suck it up and move on. It's a grind. It all comes good. I promise you, you've just got to sit and bide your time. But of course, when you're in things like the West Brom game and they're 3-0 up and you may be back to them and lay the draw, you think, oh, I'm good here. And to get that sort of robbed away from you, it seems a lot more painful. It's happened to all of us. I fully get it. It can send you on what they call tilt, where your brain comes off, but you just got to got to, you know, again, automation is great for that, but you just got to move on. Anyway, all have a good Sunday, and I will be back with you after Spurs have won 12-0. I'll be back with you tomorrow. Enjoy your Sunday.